Midnight tonight is the deadline for every U.S. airport to screen all checked passenger luggage for explosives. The Transportation Security Administration promises to screen all bags using a variety of methods. But as NPR's Janet Babin reports, the new procedures are raising concerns about schedule disruptions, just as the nation's airlines are struggling with huge losses.
Some of the holiday travelers passing through Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport seem unaccustomed to the new bag screening process, which was already in place last week.
How you doing, sir?
I'm all right.
Okay.
I'll
checking
take a large
these
one.
Two?
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
No film, no laptop in here?
After the questions, the travelers' bags are placed onto a conveyor belt and head into a machine about the size of a minivan. The CTX machine displays the bag's contents as a 3D image on a computer screen. During the scan, an item in one man's bag triggers the CTX machine's alarm. A Transportation Security Administration employee says the screener must open the luggage and search the bag.
And she takes the wand, and that's the item that alarmed the boots. And she has to swab that item. And if the person per se was building a bomb, you know, the theory that anything you touch would transfer some particle somewhere. And she swipes it and she places it in the machine. And the machine decides if it is anything or it isn't.
No explosive is found and the traveler moves on. The scan machine had made a mistake. Airline officials fear that such false positive results from the CTX machines will lead to increased flight delays. They're also concerned about liability. The TSA has asked passengers to leave all checked bags unlocked. But if a bag is locked, it will be opened for a search and could be damaged. Michael Wascom is with the airline industry group, the Air Transport Association.
Unresolved is the question of determining liability if a customer claims a loss or a theft. We've raised these issues on several occasions with TSA and will continue to pursue a resolution with them.
Congress mandated 100% baggage screening after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Democratic Congressman Jay Inslee of Washington State led the effort to require the new screening by the end of this year.
That original deadline will not be met. The law was subsequently changed, largely because the administration failed to act for several months.
Inslee blames the Bush administration for postponing CTX machine production orders. But TSA spokesman Robert Johnson says the agency's only been operational for about 9 months.
The challenge of providing stronger airport security is monumental in and of itself. The details make it even more of an accomplishment. We are getting better, though, at meeting deadlines that seem otherwise impossible.
The TSA refuses to say how many airports have CTX machines. The law now permits airports to also use hand searches, passenger bag matching, and bomb-sniffing dogs to find explosives. Dogs undergo 11 weeks of intensive training and annual certification, but Professor Lawrence Myers of Auburn University says canines are not 100% accurate. He says the close relationship between a dog and its handler can cause mistakes.
Because there's such a personal stake in the capability of the dog that sometimes, well, handlers resent any implication their dogs might ever be wrong. And of course, sometimes dogs are wrong.
But Dr. Meyer says dogs are just as good, if not better, than scan machines at detecting explosives. He says no method is infallible. At National Airport, most travelers seem resigned to the new screening methods. Samuel Humes of Belgium calls it a trade-off.
I hope my bags don't get damaged. But on the other hand, maybe it'll make me feel more secure.
Balancing security with convenience is a challenge for both the TSA and the airline industry. With the airlines expected to lose more than $8 billion this year, even the safest airport won't matter if the rigors of the new security system keep people from boarding the plane. Janet Babin, NPR News, Washington.